What you are about to see in this video might shock you. It might appall you because all of that investment jargon you've seen online from your neighbor Johnny, from your coworker Susie, is probably completely wrong. In fact, it might be so wrong that it made its way into the worst investment mistakes video. I like to start with a simple question. Why are you trying to invest? Are you trying to get rich? Are you trying to get rich right now? Like really fast? Because if you are, well, then don't invest. Try something else. Oh, and if you don't have capital, you know, that's money to invest, well, you can't invest. Misunderstanding these basic questions and concepts is the root of all pain and suffering in the lovely world of investing. That's because investing is not getting money now for your new sweet ride, a new beach house, or perhaps a villa in Mykonos for the summer. It's about having money for a later date. And that later date is the moment that you decide you don't want to work anymore. Let's call it retirement. Because right now, you're young, able, smart, savvy, and you have the ability to go make more money. When you're older and gray and you become old man crown, not so much. That's when you want to have an investment nest egg to start pulling from. But here's the catch. You needed to start earlier. So what's the problem? Most people consume their small investments, their small savings that they make, and they don't ever have a nest egg to pull from or something that's paying them passively when they get old and gray. That means you're gonna live your golden years poor. Now, I'm not just making up some bad news here. In fact, over 50% of Americans are doing just this every single year. They're living far below the comfort level that they set out to live when they started working in their 20s. Nothing could be more uncomfortable and dangerous than living at or close to the poverty line when you're older, especially if you were productive and enjoyed a life of making lots of money and you just made some bad investment decisions. All right, so what should you do about this? You're going to want to avoid these huge mistakes in this video, so make sure you watch the whole thing and click like and subscribe if you haven't yet. Here's the deal. Basically, you've got two choices. You can earn a lot of money, and when you've got no more opportunity to put it back into your business, go ahead and invest the rest. Or you can spend very little of your salary and invest the rest. And when I say invest the rest, I mean find an automated way to invest so you're not thinking about this in later years and you're not getting tempted to pull from it too soon. This is easy to do. There's no brain power required, and I'll tell you how to do it a little bit later in the video. Now, for our number one worst investment mistake, ignoring relativity. Now, I don't mean Einstein's theory of relativity. What I'm saying is thinking in absolute terms instead of relative terms. Nobody gets excited when we talk about percentages. You say to yourself, I want to make $1,000. You never think about, well, what percentage of your salary you need to invest to get the $1,000. Well, I don't want to shock you, but you'd need about $20,000 invested conservatively over a year to get your $1,000. So if your yearly salary is say $60,000, you can't go making that $1,000 easily. You'd need to chop 20 grand out of your salary. So why is this so dangerous? Investing is a long-term strategy. It's not something that's designed to pay you today or tomorrow, or even this year. It's designed to help you when you're no longer working, when you decide, I'm done. So you have to invest conservatively, not to risk being poor when you're old and gray. Just like when you want an extra slice of cake today and you'll say, I'll worry about it tomorrow. And then tomorrow you're like, I got to get on the treadmill for 3 hours. It's the same thing in investing, chasing $100 today and saying I'll worry about it tomorrow and risking having $0 for retirement. All right, you might say, hey, Nick, well, what if I don't want to retire? That's totally up to you, but you should definitely have the option. In fact, if you just don't feel like working or have a health issue, you definitely don't want to be forced to work to survive. And this is how way too many Americans end up spending their retirement. But we're not doom and gloom here. We're going to flip this and create a solution to the problem. I like to call it stick to a percentage. That means decide what you can set aside or risk and stick to it. And it's smaller than you think. So let's go back to the $60,000 a year salary. After tax, maybe that's only $42,000. Don't kill the messenger. You could thank the tax man. Now on a percentage level, you really only should be putting 5-10% at risk. That's $2,000 to $4,000 a year. Smaller than you thought, right? Investing this small percentage ensures that you're not putting too much capital at risk, but you're setting enough aside to benefit from compounding over the long run. So where do you put it? You've got two options because you're not going to be a trader and lose all your money, right? The first option is to auto-invest in index funds or ETFs. Plenty of trading platforms, plenty of investment platforms make this easy, where there's an auto-deduct feature and an auto-invest feature. Please go out and do your research. Or what seems to be too good to be true, but isn't, it's a real thing, is to buy an annuity product that's linked to an index like the S&P 500, but has downside protection. This is called an equity indexed annuity or a fixed indexed annuity. So actually that $4,000 a year from the previous example could actually buy you a pretty nice retirement if you start early enough. All right, class, gather around. Annuity 101. What is an annuity? Annuity is like buying an income for when you decide to retire. Oddly enough, it's actually a life insurance product and not an investment product. That's because it's guaranteed by the institutions that issue the annuity. It doesn't lose money. So you kind of get to have your cake and eat it too. You can benefit from the upside, but not ever suffer downside should the stock market decide to go crazy. Personally, I think annuities are the best way to secure a guaranteed income for when you retire. I don't think anyone should not have an annuity. And if you're interested, you can learn more about these equity index annuities at getrevised.com. The second worst investment mistake, sticking money into your friend's business. Personally, I think friends are best kept as friends, not as colleagues, and certainly not as investment partners. What's the quickest way to ruin a friendship? Bring money into the equation. In fact, a savvy friend would have investors lining up at his door, and he'd never need to bother you. So what this means is you're probably blind to the reality of Johnny's business. You just like Johnny and want to help him out. But really, you're the worst investor Johnny could possibly be talking to. Friendships really weaken payback terms, put strain on the relationship, and that's bad for business. So how do you deal with it? Because at some point, you're going to meet a Johnny and he's going to ask you for $1 million. First off, if you're going to do it, which you shouldn't do it, wait until your friend is giving you something unique. That means other people are trying to give Johnny money and he's saying no thanks, and he's only accepting outside capital from a close group of friends, perhaps offering them perks or access to a business. Johnny doesn't really need the money, and he's choosing to reward friends and family. This happens sometimes with really successful restaurant groups. There's billions of dollars of capital to invest in restaurants, but they only need a few million, so they only open that opportunity up to friends and family. Another way to invest with Johnny is to wait until he has scale or critical mass and he is earning in revenue 100 times whatever it is that you're going to put in. So that's $1 million in revenue for every 10,000 bucks of investment capital. Johnny really has to be killing it before he can take your money. And finally, if all that still seems like too much of a headache, which it is, just point Johnny in the right direction. Crowdfunding, VC, that's venture capital, or a local angel investor. Trust me, you're probably doing Johnny a service by not giving him the money. The third worst investment mistake, following the herd and confusing risk. There will always be a hot trade. How fun was Bitcoin? How fun were NFTs? Well, how fun that is depends on if you lost money or made a lot and disappeared into the Cayman Islands. Throughout history, from tulips to NFTs, there will always be a hot market and a big bubble bursting. Now, if you're an insider here, someone with specialized information or technology, someone deeply entrenched into this bubble market, well, congratulations. You're lucky. Did florists know they were going to get rich AF during the tulip run in Amsterdam? Did software engineers knew they were going to make a bunch of money white labeling the same old blockchain code over and over again? Now, if you're saying, well, Nick, I wasn't part of any of these, and I was the guy that lost more money than made, well, that means you're an outsider. And to make this really simple, when you're an outsider, stay out. It's going to save you a lot of money. That's because in these markets, you can lose everything and more very, very easily. A quick test to know if you're an outsider in one of these hot, frothy, bubbly markets is if you've ever Googled information instead of written it yourself. So how do you know what's really risky? How do you know a bubble is a bubble? Well, these are the herd trades. This is when everyone's talking about it. This is when even your mom is on OpenSea buying NFTs. These are the riskiest because they move the fastest. And if you're only investing in these highly risky areas, you're putting your life savings at risk. And are you really investing? A rule of thumb is it's safer to bet on a basket of things instead of just one. Specifically, a basket of things that have been around for a while, like boring companies that make raw materials that build new office buildings. unfortunately, by the sheer nature of new things and hot trends, they just might not be around tomorrow. All right, so what do we do? Flip it and find your own tulip run. When you're worried about the next hot thing that everyone's talking about, you miss your own tulip run. What I mean is a hot market for something that you're doing. If you're an incredible hip-hop producer, focus more time on your craft, not on some insane investment scheme. Now, not to get philosophical, but are you avoiding using your own talent for a quick, cheap buck? Please don't do that. Bonus round. What about gambling, Nick? Shouldn't gambling be the dumbest, worst investment mistake? Now, first off, this isn't advice or a recommendation. Personally, I don't gamble. But pure gambling, when you know it's gambling, is safer than risky betting masquerading as investing. Because when you're gambling, at least you know you're in the casino. In fact, gambling with a set amount, you know, your duffel bag full of cash, can be far more thrilling and exciting than sitting alone in your boxers in front of a computer screen. Now, throwing money away is always stupid. But if you can afford it and you can enjoy it in a safe environment, well, it's slightly less stupid. So please, take this one to heart. Understand what's investing, understand what's gambling, and make sure you are preparing yourself for when you don't feel like working anymore. And that starts with some smart decisions today. I hope you had fun with this video. There's always more to learn on NicholasCrown.com. If you want to learn more about VIX index annuities, head to GetRevise.com. That's GetRevise.com. And I will see you soon.